Greetings, everyone. This is MC Goku 305 on the MC Goku 305 News Radio Network on Anchor FM. Now, on this episode, I will be discussing anime such as My Hero Academia. For those of you who might know already, due to what is going on in the world, it is also, unfortunately, hurt the anime community too, and manga readers. Manga in some pronunciations. Thus far, it seems that huge shonen titles, which is known as anime or manga books, that is, that are aimed at young males, which females read them too, shonen and some different genres, such as comedy or fantasy series is from Shonen Jump, and that do air on US television or on streaming services, anime shows, are going to be ending somehow because of what Shonen Jump and possibly other publishers are requesting. Thus far, that isn't the main thing. A lot of the artists of manga and studios are unable to work because of the scare and the social distancing. And because of that, a lot of series are ending. Now, I have confirmation that the series known as My Hero Academia is going to be at its final season, which is season 4, from what I read and got information from Toonami, the U.S. television broadcast network, along with on Cartoon Network and Adult Swim, that My Hero Academia season 4, the final one, will be airing on there next Saturday. Starting next Saturday, they'll be doing the final season. I have no confirmation if the manga will be saved. As I told you before, series like The Promised Neverland are ending as well. Therefore, it might change, it might get better, and the series get rebooted and stay like they are. For those of us who do read manga and watch anime, we should all be thankful that series like One Piece and Boruto are standing strong at these times, and that the artists are not giving up on giving us, the readers, quality, family-oriented entertainment. Now, this is also going for us 1990s era fans of anime, as I would call us the generation of the kids who love anime. Now, for those of us who have grown up looking at shows like Digimon, unfortunately, it seems like Digimon is going to be postponed of episode 2. For all of us who saw the reboot, which is pretty much a retelling of the old one from the 90s, which is great, because we get to see Digimon now in a new form, a new reimagining of it, but with cellular phones, you know, smartphones that is, and computers, iPads, tablets. I guess they updated for the new kids, but for us, we love it. Episode 2, as I said just now, will be postponed for certain reasons because of the television broadcasting and so many other reasons. I have no confirmation about One Piece. Will the anime be postponed? I have no information about that. And none of Dragon Ball either, thus far. But I do know about, Digimon. Nor do I have any information about Boruto or pretty much any other one besides, Digimon. And from what I can say is that all of this was going on within the world, and pandemic is really messing up with our anime. But All we have to do is just go on some of these websites, like Kiss Anime, and they probably have it on there, if you know what I mean. In other words, if you know what I mean, as in, if you know about these sites, support these sites. They may not be like Crunchyroll or Funimation, or High Dive, or Verve, or paying YouTube a subscription fee to watch anime sometimes, which I really don't know who does that. Some people do, some people do not. But if you can find stuff like Kiss Anime, or since I watch cartoons, you can look at your favorite shows on there. Just saying. And you can get it before it airs anywhere. These are trustworthy sites. They are virus-free. And you can watch the anime on there any given time you want. So everybody, if push does come to shove, and we do not see Digimon, we might have to go and look at it on Kiss Anime. Or on a site called WatchCartoons.com. Because Watch Cartoons has more than just cartoons. They have anime on there, and they have so many sites. They have GoGo Anime to watch stuff on. We have so many options. And somebody might just leave it on YouTube to watch. Who knows? Or leave it on Dailymotion, you know. So we have multi options to watch what we want to watch, whatever we want to watch. Thus far, we always have Toonami to watch certain stuff on. And it isn't a big sweat these days. We can order stuff off DVD, get an old VHS tape in the mail, and, you know, it's options. But there's more to do. We can enjoy, you know, if some of you do live in states where you can walk outside your door, get some fresh air, play some cards, play some, jump rope, whatever, blow some bubbles, you know, or be thankful for life itself, you know. We can always watch anime any given time, and we can enjoy fresh air and be grateful for having life in our bodies. So everybody, that's just today's episode, and have a great day, my anime fans and manga fans. If I get more news about stuff, I will tell you. I have no Pokemon news either, but I will look it up, and if I see something online, I will surely give you the news. But like I said, everyone, be grateful to be able to walk, talk, breathe, hear, see, feel, and touch. Because a lot of people cannot do that. They got some people who wish they could wake up and see. Some people wish they could wake up and hear. Some people can wish they could breathe and feel stuff. Be grateful for that. Instead of being upset about what you cannot watch or read, just be grateful for life itself. Have food, clean water to drink. They got some people in some countries, and it is sad, that do not have clean water. And are unable to take a clean bath. Be grateful to take a bath and brush your teeth. Be grateful. Love yourself. Give yourself self-love. And listen to my single every single day, which describes self-love of oneself. Okay, everybody? Have a great day today. This is MC Goku 305 on the MC Goku 305 News Radio Network on Anchor FM. I'm spreading you peace, love, and good messages. Bye-bye.